The Stanford 2025 project of reimagining the future of education, for example, predicts that the current 4 years during the ages from 18 to 22 will be replaced by 6 years spread over a lifetime. This transition to lifelong just-in-time education is underway, as we see from the percentage of increasingly older students partaking in education. Currently, 17% of the $1.4 trillion of outstanding student loan debt in the United States belongs to people older than 50, and people older than 60 are the fastest-growing age segment of the student loan market. As Ayun writes, of the 20.5 million students attending U.S. colleges and universities in 2016, 8.2 million were 25 years or older. A full 40% of students, therefore, are older than the age generally viewed as traditional for college. By 2025, the number of students age 25 or older is projected to increase to 9.7 million. But in a context of lifelong learning, taking a full-time semester for skill development is impractical, to say nothing of one or more years. So, courses are shortened and designed to be done on the side while the rest of life continues to go on. This is the granularization of learning, what Bhargava calls light-speed learning. In his words, the road to mastery on any topic gets faster through the help of bite-sized learning modules that make education more time-efficient, engaging, useful, and fun. Familiar examples are the courses on platforms like Udemy and Lynda, or those provided by independent professionals. And on the far extreme of granularity is the rising interest in micro-learning and learning through apps like Duolingo and Smart.ly. The new education ecosystem. So, if the consumption of education is trending away from 4 years at the start of one's career to something in the range of 6 years over the course of a lifetime, how will those 6 years be distributed to have impact and meaning in the students' lives? Most likely, education will divide into three categories: foundational, last mile, and continuing. Foundational education is the stuff that everybody needs: fundamental knowledge and skills, the ability to generate insight from whatever else you might learn, and the fortitude that is at the core of surviving and thriving in the world. This is what universities today say they do and even try to do, but fail miserably in terms of both absolute results and return on the time and money invested. Last mile education, hat tip to Ryan Craig, who coined the term, is the technical training that bridges the gap between a well-rounded foundation and the specific skills that are needed to enter specific career paths. This is currently offered in clunky fashion by law schools and medical schools, as well as by coding boot camps and apprenticeship programs. They may not be efficient or pretty, but these are the bridges from a general education into a specific career. Continuing education is what we all need in order to stay current in a world where, quote, anything you learn is going to become obsolete within a decade, unquote. Currently, this is a mess of executive education, learning on the job, self-study from books and YouTube videos, personal practice, certifications from a smattering of sources, and a variety of online courses from a range of providers, with little in the way of oversight or quality control. There's much to be done in all these areas to get to where we need to be. However, we can expect that in the not-too-distant future, a lifelong educational path will begin with 1 or 2 years of foundational and last-mile education, either taken separately or bundled together, with 4 more years spread over the rest of our lives and careers.